is the Kraft Music Hall, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guest, Jimmy Durante.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson, the Kraft Music Hall. And for my first song, which is an oldie, I'm going to try to make it sound like a newie. Come on, Lou Bring, let's hit it.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the best pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, and you won't be only. After you've gone away.
You'll miss the best pal you've ever had.
There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone away.
You know, Al, when I listen to you sing, I wonder how a man as active as you could have retired for all those years.
You're mistaken, Oscar. I didn't really retire.
No? Then what happened to you?
I was just transcribed and released at a more convenient time.
Well, I wish you'd slow down, Al. You're wearing me out. The only time I've seen you sit still is when we went to the movie last night.
Well, Oscar, I never enjoyed a picture as much, and I wonder why.
It was probably because you got in before 6 o'clock and saved 50 cents.
Oscar, it's no crime to save 50 cents.
Yeah, but I thought it was silly to try and save another 20 cents by carrying me in.
Of course, I could hardly see the screen because the fellow in front of me was necking with his girl.
Why didn't you say something?
I did. I asked him if he'd mind necking with a girl who was on the other side of him.
Well, you didn't miss much, Al. The picture was very dull.
Well, even so, I like going to pictures. I really do. There's a new one I'm anxious to see. It's called Cheese Every Sunday.
Al, that's chicken every Sunday.
Oscar, you just failed the Kraft loyalty test.
You know, last week I saw a picture I didn't care for.
Yeah?
It was a musical, and there was a cynical-looking young man in it. Every time the girl was about to kiss him, he sat down and played the piano. I never saw such an nincompoop.
Who was he?
Oscar Levant. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to play the Revolutionary Etude, written especially for two hands and a piano bench.
That'll be delightful, Oscar. here are some words of wisdom from Ken Carpenter.
I'll bet many of you mothers feel as though you tried every trick in the books to give your family really nutritious food they'll like. Well, here's a tip you'll certainly welcome. Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, is a wonderful combination of bodybuilding food values and grand flavor. For instance, Velveeta's rich in muscle-building protein, high-quality, complete protein from milk. It helps supply important milk minerals and food energy, and riboflavin and vitamin A, too. And what's more, this grand-tasting cheese food is digestible as milk itself. Yes, and the whole family will like Velveeta's rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. They'll spread or slice that golden goodness thick for snacks or sandwiches. You'll love the way Velveeta melts for hearty main dishes. Get a loaf or package tomorrow. Genuine Velveeta.
Folks, a lot of people move into the limelight of the entertainment world. Some stay a while. Some don't last for long. But there's one man who signed a 99-year lease with show business. And here he is approaching center stage, bringing with me dignity, refinement, and culture, Mr. Jimmy Durante.
You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better.
There's a note that Jolson couldn't hit, so he gave it to me to beat the life out of it.
Jimmy, I haven't seen you lately. Where have you been?
Well, I've been away, Al. I flew down to Africa on a quick hunting trip to try and bag elephants.
Bag elephants? Did you have any luck?
No, I couldn't get the elephants inside the bag. I got a million of them. Any excitement in town while I was away, Al?
Yes, there was, Jimmy. There's been some kind of chemical in the air that's caused all the girls' nylon stockings to fall right off.
That explains why Esther Williams slapped my face last night.
Why? What happened?
For a birthday, I gave her a nylon bathing suit.
Maybe, Jimmy, if you could read, you know what's going on.
Jolson, are you insinuating that I didn't matriculate at a recognized institution of learning? Boy, I got through that one. The cheese company is really surprised. If you remember, I used to say joint for joint, leaving out the oil.
Well, with all that education, I still think you should read once in a while. Really, I do.
You must be kidding. Why, every week I memorize Time, Newsweek, Life, Pick, Click, Look, Collier's, The New Yorker, The Saturday Evening Post, and The Reader's Digest.
Jimmy, all that reading must keep you busy.
My thumb hasn't been dry in months.
Well, that reminds me, I forgot to renew my subscription. I don't know what's the matter with me lately, Jimmy. I don't remember anything.
When a man can't remember something, it's because he's really trying to hide it.
Yeah?
I think you got to be Al, you need a couch.
Now, Jimmy, don't try and tell me you know anything about psychiatry, whatever that is.
Can you imagine if he worked with me a couple of programs? Well, anyway, Al, you took the words right out of my impediment.
Now, Jimmy, suppose you did analyze me. What do you do?
Just lie down on this couch.
All right. I'm on the couch. Now what?
Move over. I'm tired, too.
Jimmy, I feel silly. I don't think I have to be psychoanalyzed after all.
You're wrong, Al. You're wrong. Everybody should be psychoanalyzed. Look what happened to me. When I was born, my mother started calling me Ethel.
Your mother called you Ethel?
Yeah, she wanted a gasoline pump.
Well, when I was born, the doctor slapped me to make me cry. But instead of crying, I sang a chorus of Mammy.
I'll make a note of that. Baby sang Mammy. Very unusual. Normal babies sing Umbriago. Tell me now, Al, where were you born?
I was born in Virginia.
That's not an answer. That's a song cue.
I was born in a southern state where all nature's sublime. In a city where the girls are pretty and the sun shines all the time. Hospitality there you'll find. Bright smiles everywhere. When I look around at some other town, I'm mighty glad I came from there. Say, I was born in Virginia. That's the state that'll win ya. If you got a soul in ya, ain't no southern frown. In that city of Norfolk, for more beauty and water. Reckon you like it if you just strike at that ever-loving southern town.
That's Virginia, folks.
Al, what's going on here?
Jolson, the boy is here to collect for the Daily News.
Jimmy, that's Oscar Levin, our piano player.
Piano player? Levin, can you play Inka Dinka Doo on one finger?
Of course not.
This guy's an imposter.
Oscar, Jimmy is psychoanalyzing me.
Is that so, Ranny? Where did you study psychiatry?
Well, I'll answer your query forthwith. I studied 5 years under Freud at the University of Heidelberg, 4 years with Remington Rand at Oxford, 4 years with Boyer at Paris, 3 years with Raviola at Italy, and 2 years under Wiener at Schnitzel.
Do you realize with all that studying, you'd have to be over 100 years old? How could you cram it all in one lifetime?
I kept late hours.
Oscar, would you mind leaving, please? We're reviewing my life.
But you know everything that's happened to you, Al.
I know, but maybe there's some parts I skipped that'll make a good picture.
Well, okay, but do me a favor. When you come to the part in your life where you persuaded me to join your radio show, call me.
Why, Oscar?
That's when I could have used a psychiatrist.
Jimmy, are you sure there's something wrong with me?
Would I analyze you if there was nothing wrong? Just because I have webbed feet, don't think I'm a quack. Now, Jolson, tell me what happened when you were 12 years old.
Well, I remember...
I remember when I was 12 years old. I was sensitive about my nose. I used to run away and cry.
Because the size of your nose?
That's right. In my neighborhood, everybody else's was bigger. Jolson, I got to give it to you straight. You're schizophrenic. This may be the craft program, but big words are not my craft.
Let me get that again. Schizophrenic. What's that, Jimmy?
I'm ashamed of you, Jolson. Anybody knows what schizophrenic is? It's a fellow with too much schizo and is phrenic.
Well, gosh, Jimmy, that's awful. What'll I do about it?
There's only one thing to do. Have your phrenic removed.
Gee, I don't like you. I only just got it. Now, how did I get this way, Jimmy?
It's as plain as the nose on my face. You hate somebody.
No, Jimmy. I love everybody. And everybody loves me.
I wonder what Freud would have to say about an answer like that.
I said Freud before, but anyway...
Please don't correct me in public. Please.
It's too late to write him. The post office is closed.
Tell me, Jolson, did anything romantic creep into your young life?
Yes. One day I was sitting in the gallery of a theater on Broadway eating peanuts. And suddenly out on the stage came the great George M. Cohan. And he sang to one of the most beautiful girls I'd ever seen. And this... was the song. For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, yes, Mary, long before the fashion came. And there is something there that sounds so square.
kiss her grand. Oh,
man. Case 21. Patient keeps interrupting analysis the same. Fear the worst. He may sing again. Jolson, don't you ever remember being mad at anyone?
Yes, come to think of it. I remember one day when I broke some record and tore up some music. I guess my nerves were jangled.
Too bad they weren't jingled. You could have sold them to Pepsi-Cola. Al, it's obvious to a scientific mind like I've got that the man you hate is a singer. You're jealous of someone.
No, I don't believe that. What singer could I be jealous of?
We'll see. Now, what does this do to you?
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Well, what does it do to you?
Makes me sick.
Levant, maybe you could help me bring this case to a successful conclusion. We just have to find a singer you don't like.
You sure it isn't a piano player?
No, it's someone with a voice. When I know that, then I'll take my notes to the medical journal, and I'll be famous like Lister, the inventor of ether, Roentgen, inventor of the X-ray, and Pasteur, the inventor of the cow.
Wait a minute. Let's call this whole thing off, will you?
No. If I quit now, I would be unfaithful to the oath all doctors take when they enter the profession. The oath of hippopotamus.
It's the oath of Hippocrates, not hippopotamus.
Mine is an oath for vegetarians. That's what I get for going to a two-day. Now, Jolson, what does this singer do to you? Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread.
That makes me hungry.
Wait a minute, let me try. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May.
Stop! I can't stand it! Stop it!
What do you know? Jolson hates himself. Jolson, sing a duet with me. You'll sound so good by comparison, you'll like your voice again.
Gee, do you think it'll work?
Of course, I did the same thing for Crosby. There's a man who sings from the heart.
Well, I sing from the heart.
Yeah, but it has trouble getting past your mustache. Now, come on. You take the sharps, I'll take the flats, and we'll send the remains to the composer. Now, remember, Al, when you sing, the song has got to come from the heart. Now, take Caruso. What made him the singer of the age?
His voice.
That helped. But it was really his heart. Now, take Melchior. What puts him over on the stage?
His voice.
You don't understand. You're fighting me. It's the heart that makes them all. It's the difference between the big and the small.
What a beautiful note.
The last time I sang that note, they thought Dr. IQ had a lady in the balcony. That note is charm, culture, residence. But most of all, it has heart. And that's why I say...
It doesn't have to be witty or smart, just as long as it comes from the heart. It doesn't have to be classic or rock, just as long as it comes from the heart. You know, Al, last year the kids at school asked me to sing at their graduation exercises.
Yeah?
But I made a horrible mistake. I didn't sing from the heart. I sang from the nose.
How did it sound?
I don't know. The note hasn't come out yet. To illustrate my point, I'll continue further. Parle-moi d'amour, prêtez mots de chose, tendre.
Spanish.
Oh, holy Jim, that's French.
How do you like that? I sing French, too. It's not very tough, Al. Try and follow me in this next one.
Ochichonia, ochicuchia,
ochisgachia,
ipikrasnia,
Ipicracia.
Kaka pluibus.
Kaka pluibus.
Yeah, kaka pluibus.
Is that from the heart?
No, that's from the stomach. But you can't restrict me in these things, Al. You can't.
Cock, you blew your boss. Cock, my usual boss. Not you, beat your boss.
You're me. Dobry chan.
That's from the heart.
Boys, this will rock the Kremlin.
Say, I think I get the message. Let me take a crack at that song of yours.
Chitty dee, chitty dee, chitty dee, chitty dee, chitty dee. Ya, ya, ya. Chitty dee, chitty dee, chitty dee, chitty dee, chitty dee.
This boy is murder.
Ya, ya, ya.
Great. I'll give him that. I'll give him this. I'll strut away.
Al, you can't miss.
Just put a star on my car. It's gonna sound from the heart.
Yes, on opening night, your name in lights.
Why, we won't stop till we reach the heights.
Yes, we'll order our meals a la carte.
And if it is,
if the song comes from the heart,
we'll be tremendous.
If the song comes from the heart, they'll holler a bravo. If the song comes from the heart.
A message about something that will melt in your mouth. Give it to us, Ken.
It's no cinch to keep Lenten menus interesting, but it can be a lot easier if you let Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, help you. Golden Velveeta can give you a wide variety of wonderful main dishes. For instance, a velvet smooth cheese sauce to combine on spring vegetables or fish or maybe eggs. And it's so easy to make that magic Velveeta sauce. Just melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. Then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. And there you have it. A swell cheese sauce with plenty of fine food value. Yes, smooth-melting Velveeta is rich in high-quality, complete protein. The kind you expect from a main dish. And the whole family will go for Velveeta's rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. You'll want to have Velveeta on hand for snacks and sandwiches, too. So now, particularly in Lent, it's smart to get the 2-pound loaf when you buy. Just be sure you get the quality cheese food made by Kraft. Genuine Velveeta.
Folks, a lot of people have been saying that I just sing old songs. Well, here's a song that I wrote that's so new, I haven't been sued yet. I call it, You'll Always Be Beautiful.
A rose may be lovely with beauty untold, but still it will fade away. A sunrise is thrilling, a joy to behold. It passes with each new day. All loveliness fades from view, except when it comes to you. You'll always be beautiful. as you are tonight. You'll always be beautiful. You make the night seem bright. Where we go, you'll always be the loveliest one in sight. What matters when you're old and the gold turns to white? You'll be as beautiful as you are tonight. And when the years have passed, love like ours will ever last. You'll always be beautiful as you are tonight.
Good night, everybody.
Appears as a critical and makes a Camel Cigarette and can be heard on NBC every Friday night. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guests, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy L'Amour and her guests on the Seal Test Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations. For 2 million boys and girls in rural communities, this is a very special week. It's National 4-H Club Week. These 4-H Club members have all agreed to learn by doing some phase of homemaking, farming, or some civic job. And now, this week, they want to show you what they have accomplished in arts and crafts, in the food field, and in their fine health and safety programs. These youngsters are really working for better living, for a better world. They deserve your support. See for yourself what the 4-H Clubbers are doing in your own community. And be sure to listen to the Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday.
The preceding program was transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.